Yeah, it's all over here in Pierce Memorial Park, Park, and it's Glenn Swilly that have won out on a scoreline of 114-110. Agra had that 1-6-1-4 lead at the break. John Ross Molloy's late goal in the first period, pushing Damien Devaney's men 2 points up at half time. But Glenn Swilly was the breeze in the second half, and not so much the breeze, more Michael Murphy as a focal point and a direct outlet. They looked to hit Michael Murphy every single time, Park, when the opportunity was on, and he scored 5 second-half points, 4 of those from Mark. So it was pretty obvious what they were trying to do. Agra knew what they were trying to do, but they just couldn't stop it. Right after the break, it was a Murphy mark that took them back to within a point, and then Keevan Marley from Bray tied the game up on 35 minutes, 1-6 apiece. Another Murphy mark on 37 minutes, pushed Glenn Swilly in front. Paul Waters levelled matters up on 37 minutes, but again, Murphy, this time from play, left it 1-8-1-7, and it was a lead they would not surrender for the remainder. Murphy again on the mark, his third of the half, left it 1-9-1-7. Then his fourth mark, 1-10-1-7. Then Gary McFadden muscled in on the scoring for Glenn Swilly with a free on 15 minutes. That is at 1-11-1-7. John Ross Molloy, who had a brilliant hour, it has to be said, for Ardra, I think he ended up with 1-3. He kicked a brace of points in 51 and 53 minutes. That took a stubborn Ardra back into 1-9-1-11, just a 2-point game at that there stage. But then Shane McDevitt, after another huge field from Murphy on the Ardra 21, released McDevitt. McDevitt really should have rattled the net for Glenn Swilly, but he plays high and over the bar. 1-12-1-9, still just a goal in at that there stage. Then Paul Walsh with a brilliant ping with the outside of the boot on 57 minutes, took it back to a 2-point game, but a late finish there. Sean Wogan on 59 minutes, and Gary McFadden with a closing free means that Glenn Swilly have crossed the line 114-110.